Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Who would have thought in a week so slow that we would start with EA?
I think we might end with EA as well.
That's weird. Let me double check that. Nope. Not directly.
Close.
It's around the bush.
Close.
But no cigar.
I'll reorder that real quick.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Gamers 2 podcast.
It's supposed to be me who makes myself right, not you.
Yeah,
you're true. Supposed to be the pure one. I'm supposed to be the asshole.
Yeah.
Understand your role.
Well, it gets hazy sometimes. What is this? A Gamers 2 podcast. We do a weekly roundup of news and commentary for the video game industry.
Gonna be a good one.
And anything else that might pique our interest.
Like Matt's ability to speak.
Buckle up. It's a rough one. The news sucks this week. And,
well, we're gonna make the most of it.
Yeah. As per usual.
I'm gonna skip ahead to the last segment I normally do.
Okay.
In terms of the actual, like, game stuff. Steam sale's going on right now. Steam summer sale. So, cheap games. Just point it out. Point it out if you don't already know. And if you're not sure what some of the highlights are, you can check out the Gamers 2 Twitter and find some highlights. They have been tweeting basically all day today, I think, about deals. So.
Deals. I have to take a gander, even though I'll never play it. Whatever it is that I might buy.
Far Cry 5?
I already played it.
$6.
That's a good deal.
Just for, I'm just shooting the things out there. Even if you were to pay for the Ubisoft Plus plan, it would be $15. So,
yep.
Technically cheaper to own that one. And it's a good game.
Cancel that.
What?
I think I have to cancel that.
You still have it? Matt.
Do I?
I also have noticed, it's probably been true. Am I wheeze laughing lately?
Maybe a little bit.
That might just be my laugh. I'm not sure. I blame a certain internet personality for influence of how I laugh.
Laughs change over time.
That's true. They do.
They grow.
I mean, the majority of times that I laugh, though, is just me, exhaling out of my nose.
Yeah. Sometimes, you're so dead inside that you've forgotten how to laugh.
Yes, that's the majority of it. And it takes
that's where the wheeze really comes from. Yeah, it's like you've really forgotten how to laugh, and now you're just kind of like, I think this is what I do.
I'm looking around like, is this how I do it, humans?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's a mix of that, or it takes like extremely dark comedy to get me back out of it, or overtiredness.
Yeah.
Our overtired moments, when there have been a few podcasts where we've been overtired, and it's over at that point.
Yeah, it happens.
But then we're just going to sit here and cry and laugh, and it's going to be a fun time. But if you didn't like spending money on sales, Matt, boy, do I have a list for you.
New games, yay.
Starting with number one, Alex Kidd in Miracle World DX. For the PC, PlayStations, Xboxes, and the Switch. Maybe if I just do them in a terrible French accent.
Mm-hmm.
Ender Lilies. Quietus of the... That can't be Quietus, right? There's no way. Of the Nights for the Switch. I know that says Quietus, but there's no way it's Quietus, right? It's got to be like Quietus. which honestly sounds worse. Quietus.
I don't know. What? I don't know if there's any saving this word.
Yeah, fair enough. Ender Lilies. Quests of the Night. Labyrinth City. Pierre, the Maze Detective. For the PC. So if you want to play as Pierre, the Maze Detective, you can do that in Labyrinth City. Number 4, Lego Builder's Journey for the PC and Switch. Number 5, Phantom Abyss for the PC. Number 6, Sea of Thieves Season 3. Go hang out with Johnny Depp. Number 7, Super Magbot for the PC and Switch. Number 8, Fallen Knight for the PC. Number 9, Out of Line for the PC. 10, Legend of Mana for PC, PlayStation 4, and Switch. Number 11, DreamWorks, Spirit Lucky's Big Adventure for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 12, Mario Golf Super Rush for the Switch. Number 13, Scarlet Nexus for the PC, PlayStations, and Xboxes. Number 14, Super Squad on PC. And number 15, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 have made their way to the Switch.
Thrilling.
You're welcome. Because it's a boring news week, I'm going to read things like an idiot.
That's fair.
Just putting it out there. Might do different voices on certain things. We'll see how crazy it gets. Let's spice it up a little.
I think the fun things are at the end, personally. Because it's all like the rumors and random shit that may or may not be true. So,
all right. Well, that means that you start.
Number one.
Oh, no.
Electronic Arts is trying out loot box previews in FIFA Ultimate Team for a limited time. For the duration of the festival of the... Do they have a saying for this? This FIFA Ultimate Team ball? Football?
Good job.
Football?
I like football much more than football. Just because... one, it's American, and two, it's so close to say being something else.
the in-game... FUT store will only sell preview packs. Users will be able to see which cards each pack contains before buying it, and if they decide not to go through the purchase, a countdown timer appears on the preview pack. Users will not have the option to preview a new pack until they either purchase the pack that they have already previewed or wait until the refresh timer runs out. EA appears to have set a 24-hour refresh timer for previews. Interesting little experiment.
I like the idea. I don't know that 24 hours might be maybe 8 hours, because I get what they're trying to curb. You obviously don't want people just slamming.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think 24 hours is the right number, but previews is great.
The more that this idea of like loot boxes and pay to win and like microtransactions and this type of monetization like seeps into video games, the more like old man I get about it.
We are at old man yells at cloud status.
Yeah,
on story
I'm
one.
Like, I'm sick of this disingenuous shit. Like, just sell me a fucking game, you know? Like, you
That's
gotta
true.
Try to monetize every little thing I do and get every little fucking ring, every little drop of blood out of the stone that is my soul.
Number two. Yeah. I don't, like I've said, I don't inherently dislike Ultimate Teams.
Mm-hmm.
I dislike poorly run Ultimate Teams, which is the majority of them, unfortunately. So let's go to number two. EA has increased the capacity of the Battlefield 4 servers following a rise in player numbers over the last weekend. The surge follows the reveal of the upcoming title Battlefield 2042 and the fact that Twitch gave it away for free. That's kind of a bigger story than 2042.
I can see that as a contributing factor.
Thanks. Thanks, sir. In a recent blog post, a community manager at EA said they are, quote, blown away by the reactions to the reveal and explained that it has increased server capacity. I don't know why I turned at the end to start talking like this. Good signs if that's the case. if we're going with the idea that it was free and that was the only reason for increase, that'd be kind of sad. But I like the idea that the people were like 2042 and it's free. Oh, double down.
I wonder if it's a timing issue.
It could be. There's we're, kind like, of, we're kind of in a lull.
Well, I'm saying like there people are claiming that it's because of the Battlefield announcement, because the surge started prior to it becoming free on Twitch. Or if there's some weird timing thing there.
I think it's a timing thing, but I obviously 4 being free was in line with them announcing the new one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a mistake that it was free at the same time.
Yeah.
But it's the part where I don't want to read too far into that, because a lot of people are going to be like, man, Battlefield 5 is going to be so hype because there's going to be so many people. Look at what Battlefield 4 had, the swell beforehand.
That was going to be happening regardless.
There's going to be a swell of people no matter what. But also, too, you can't use this when unless you were actually looking at the numbers, the amount of people that were playing that got a free copy versus the amount of people that had already paid for it, that are two very different distinctions. Because, okay, I got it for free, of course I'll play it. Not, I spent $60, now I'll play it. Mm-hmm. Those are two different people.
Yeah.
That's all. Not that, like I said, 2042 is still going to be slammed. It's going to be great. I hope.
No, it's not.
You son of a bitch.
Activision Blizzard confirmed that it won shareholder approval for a revised executive compensation plan despite the efforts of CTW Investment Group to have investors vote down the proposal. An Activision Blizzard representative said the compensation plan specifically received approval from 54% of shareholders. Doesn't seem like a huge number there.
Well, the whole joke was, man, now you know that 46% of the shares are owned by Bobby Kotick.
Yeah.
Because this was the reduction in his salary and bonuses and stuff like that. Yeah. It's still an insane amount of money, because it's still $154 million or whatever, but...
Well, that was the thing, though, is the compensation plan didn't... The one that was approved...
Is the reduction.
Is...
The reduction.
Not the reduction.
It is the reduction.
It is not the reduction.
It is the reduction.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure it's the original proposal that CTW didn't want. It's still a slight reduction, but not like a big reduction.
What was the second reduction proposal? Do you remember?
No.
I don't.
I don't remember. I just remember that the CTW wanted to delay the vote because they didn't like the proposal. And so they delayed the vote, and then they ended up... I thought they ended up voting the same proposal in anyways.
Let's go to Reuters.
Okay.
Because the first one I could find that actually gave me an article list and not just the top 10 investors in Activision Blizzard.
Pay package. After the company took a railroad delaying it, faced a campaign for saying that the company had not addressed its concern. So this CTW investment group is interesting.
Tell me more.
They're kind of leading the charge on trying to reduce all executives' pay across the video game industry. And like we're about to do another one on about what that includes them, that's about EA.
All right, so it looks like we're both right.
Okay.
But me less so.
Okay, I see how that works.
you see what I'm doing there.
Yeah, okay.
We're both right because it was the reduction, but yes, you are right in that it wasn't the reduction they were seeking.
Yeah.
It's just a reduction that's, you know, minimal.
Inconsequential
in
the grand scheme of things, which is a trending theme.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Weird shit. It's man, $154 million.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of money. But speaking of number four, CTW Investment Group wasn't any more successful with EA. Electronic Arts has overhauled the process by which it pays its lead executives following shareholders' rejection of its executive compensation plan last year. The proposals for fiscal year 2021 put Wilson, that's Andrew Wilson, CFO?
And T? Chairman, I think, now, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Chairman. Yeah. Put Wilson on course to earn $39.2 million, which is still an 83% increase on the $21.4 million he received last year. Most of the other EA executives are having their pay cut.
Classic.
Man, can you imagine watching another CEO rake in $100 million more than you?
I think that's like the argument, which is funny to me because they were, CTW Group is also leading the charge on the EA front as well.
They're just out here to fuck people up.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
I mean, that's kind of the argument as to why Bobby Kotick or whatever the fuck his name is making too much money. Is that he just makes wildly more money than everyone else in the industry.
Yeah. Hey, man. You can get it. Get it.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't understand how your company justifies it, but if you can get it, you can get it.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. The running jokes online were like, oh, get ready for more layoffs at Activision.
Yeah. Whatever goat you sacrificed or demon you sucked off did pretty well for you. Mm. Or what else can you do? Sacrifice small child? If you take your child to the top of a mountain and murder it for a god, does that
it's one less mouth to feed
give you $154 million? I might have missed the story with that Bible story. I don't remember money being involved. I also remember that he didn't kill the kid. Now that I think about it,
I think there's
he went to kill the kid, and God's like, "Whoa, bro." Come on.
Yeah, but wasn't the story that we're getting weirder?
We're gonna get way in trouble.
Wasn't it like God told him to do it, and then he went to go do it, and then he was like, "Nah, I was just kidding."
Yeah, yeah.
It was a prank, bro.
Yeah,
it was a prank.
It was 100%. Yo, kill your son for me. And he's like, oh, I guess so, man. Like, yeah, sure. I love you more than the thing I actually literally gave birth to. That makes a lot of sense. Whatever, though. Come on, son. Look out at the beautiful sunset, and then. Went to Cap and God's like, whoa, I didn't think you'd actually do it. Calm down.
Freak.
can we go back to the Bible, you and I, on a podcast?
Review Bible stories?
Yeah, just read full stories and be like, man, can you imagine?
What a weirdo.
But specifically like Old Testament, where it's all entirely basically ignored at this point because... most religions can't acknowledge it.
We'd be over here being like, you know what? I'm on Cain's side. I would have killed Abel too. Like,
just get rid of it, man. It's one less mouth to feed.
It's hard times.
Be like, you know what? I kind of side with the Pharaohs. They're like causing unrest. It's kind of, it's, I'm all over. I'm just over it. Rebellions. It's like the old, we're way off track. Did you see the, oh gosh, is she a senator? I don't know. Taylor Greene there. Marjorie.
She's senator or house rep.
Whatever she. I don't know. Whatever she incorrectly is. I said something about like God would not send. Talking about COVID.
Yeah.
Like, he would not send a plague on his people. And people are like, are you
like, did you read the Bible?
Have you paid attention at all to that? He said multiple. Floods the place.
I saw that one.
Locusts.
Yep.
Just humans.
Yeah.
They basically murder frequently.
Like, yeah, like kill the firstborn child. You got to put the fucking blood of a lamb on the...
Talk to a burning bush. Roll a stone away. The guy you put in there, fucking gone. I would have lost my shit if I was that person. You imagine the widow walking up to the rock and being like, listen, sorry. I can't let you in. Mostly because I can't move the rock, but like I can't let you in. And then she comes back the next day, and she's like, "He's not there." And you're like,
"Excuse me?"
I mean, I've been here all night. What do you mean he's not there? You just get to have that walk-in moment where the guy, you know, it's typical modern English is obviously not what they would have been speaking, mm-hmm. but he just walks in and goes, holy shit.
Just I'm like fucked.
Yeah, just like, I am in so much trouble. All right, you didn't see me here. I got killed. Line ate me. I'm going to go move to whatever the modern day equivalent of Rome is. See you later. It'll be so much fun. Just all old stories. Can we just go do our own retelling of Mice and Men?
Yeah, sure. Come up with some good shit.
So Lenny killed her. And I was just kind of all, I was over it. Sick of babysitting this giant dumbass who just couldn't pet anything. Doesn't know his bounds. Murdered. I don't listen. I don't want to tell you the amount of times I've had to talk to the farmer and try to convince him that a fox has the crushing ability of Lenny, basically, to just pop chickens. Like, man, you got a, that's a big fox. Big fox. Big fox in that house.
Bodies I've buried?
It's a good thing they all can't swim. I just keep cutting up the bodies and hucking them into the river. Lenny's insane. Just slightly spin it. So basically Lenny's Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
And he just can't stop murdering people.
I was like, oh, we should do a modern take on that where Lenny's like a serial killer.
Yeah. And George, right?
Yeah, I think
Lenny
so.
And George, yeah. And George is fully aware.
Yeah.
Like the entire time he's like, you son of a bitch. You couldn't just not kill them, couldn't you? We were here to do, like, they're the, it's basically,
or we
it's basically
do,
Home Alone.
We can do a
that
version.
Every time they rob a house, Lenny kills somebody.
Where George is the one killing things and he's blaming it on Lenny.
Ooh.
His dumb brother.
I like that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he says, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And that's the ending scene, is he still kills Lenny.
Yeah.
But then 2 months later, everybody else is dead in another town and they can't figure out why.
Exactly. Speaking of killing things, Electronic Arts has agreed to purchase Playdemic. That's an unfortunate name. From Warner Media for $1.4 billion.
Poor taste. All right.
In an all cash deal.
All cash.
Yeah. Make it rain.
I mean, we know. I know when they say all cash, it's not literally they backed up $1.4 million bills and handed them to them. But that'd be so much fun.
It would be.
You know how much fun you could have if you were just walking around and you're like, you're mine. And that truck right there will take care of that.
I wonder what $1 billion in cash looks like. Founded in 2010, the Manchester,
probably
UK-based Playdemic is best known as the developer of the mobile and Facebook game Golf Clash.
That is a... I've played that game, to be fair.
Okay.
Would not have guessed.
That was worth $1 billion?
$1.4 billion. Never in my life would I have guessed that. That's a lot of money. I'm assuming it's the Facebook side. I'm sure the mobile side makes a lot of money as well. But you know how many old people just spend money on Facebook on games and don't give a shit? It's got to be that. It's got to be the old people data.
I'm sorry. I got totally distracted by what $1 billion looks like in cash.
I was going to say, how did you get distracted after we went on an entire tangent of Lenny, the Bible, and everything else, and now $1.4 billion in cash has basically lured you entirely away from me?
All right. So in $100 bills.
Okay.
$1 billion would be
400 pounds.
Oh,
4 tons.
Like a lot. 10 pallets.
Okay. All right.
About
normal pallet height, we're assuming?
Roughly, I would say
like
probably.
Like OSHA standard stacked, not target stacked, which is double OSHA standard.
Yep. Clean stacks.
Yeah, yeah.
Pallet size.
Clean OSHA stacked.
Probably about a little over waist height. So like belly button height.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I would say.
How many of those?
10 pallets.
10 of those.
And they're all $100 bills.
I want to... All right, here's life goal. It doesn't even have to be my money. It'd be kind of weird if it wasn't my money, but you know what? It doesn't have to be my money.
That's semantics.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to hold a wrapped stack of $100 bills. Just so you can do the nice little thing where you fan the end of it.
I mean, that's kind of realistic.
I want to fan the end of it, and then just... What are they, bundled in 10,000, I think?
I was just going to look that up.
I think it's 10,000. Well, you might be able to get a bundle of more, but I think it's
$10,000.
Yeah. I just want to do the fan thing and do the little nice, like, the slap against your wrist. And you're like, yeah, I got some money for you. And then just hand it back to the banker and be like, all right, thank you. That's all I needed.
Yeah.
I just wanted this little moment here. That's all.
Yeah.
Please put that back in whoever's safety deposit box that was in. Man, from... Mobile app and Facebook game, $1.4 billion.
Yeah, so if they were to pay in cash on $100 bills for that deal, it'd be 15 pallets because it's $1.4 billion. So I'll round it to 1.5.
Just paid $1.4 billion for that.
Yeah.
But they canceled and broke Anthem and such for less.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. Number six. A virtual and augmented reality developer, Resolution Games, again, I see what they did there, is no longer taking part in an Oculus in-app advertising trial. Resolution Games was set to test the black screen that just happened to my tablet. Resolution Games was set to test in-app ads inside VR shooter Blastin. However, that is Blastone, not like Blastin. Just got to make sure.
Blastone, like... Gaston?
Yeah, just unfortunately they didn't accent the O. However, the company has reconsidered the move following feedback from the community over the last week. About the advertising trial, Facebook said, quote, "This is a new innovation in the advertising industry, and it's still early days. We're currently investing in unobtrusive ads as a new way for developers to build businesses. And though we're not quite ready to test them yet, we're also exploring new ad formats that are unique to VR," end quote. Like when you spawn it up and somebody punches you in the face in VR and goes, "Snap it to a Slim Jim." And you're like, oh, that's a really weird ad, but all right.
So Facebook is ruining VR before it can get on off the ground.
Yep.
Because they're going to
kill it in the womb.
Yep. They're going to throw ads all over it.
Oh, man, you imagine. We're aborting VR by throwing advertisements at it.
Yeah.
Just, you know what? Back to the whole stone from blood, or blood from stone thing.
Yep.
Yep. Give me the money.
Tencent has taken a majority stake in German developer Jaeger. The Berlin-based studio will continue to operate as an independent entity under the new deal, but will gain access to additional development resources. Jaeger is best known as the developer of third-person shooter Spec Ops: The Line, published by 2K in 2012. The studio is currently working on The Cycle, a free-to-play sci-fi shooter currently in early access. The title is slated to release in Q3 2021.
So I played Spec Ops: The Line.
Mm-hmm.
About a 4 or 5 hour game.
Okay.
I think. Well, I mean, if you just play at my rate and whatever. Mm-hmm. It was a fun game. It was a good game.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I've heard that.
I think it was underrated. And that it was one of those, like, just kind of quiet
things that didn't slip through the cracks.
Yeah. Though the people that have played it would say it was good, but the majority of people didn't play it. I will say I'm disappointed in their name.
Why
disappointed
that?
It's spelled Y A G E R and not J A with umlaut G E R.
Is that what you call that thing?
Is it umlaut double dots?
I don't know, bro. This is foreign to me.
I think, I believe it would be an umlaut. It would be the double dots over a vowel. I believe that. I believe I'm right about that.
Well,
it's definitely one of the accents, and I'm pretty sure it's that one.
There's no one here to tell you you're wrong.
That's a dangerous place to be.
That's where this whole podcast exists, which is kind of the problem.
If I'm being honest with you, I've been meaning to talk about that. Somebody needs to come sit here and just say stop.
We need a fact checker.
Yeah, yeah. We need, when we go to video, we'll get a third person as a fact checker that'll just pop up and go, sorry, apologies. Everything he just said, it's not true.
Yeah.
We're just going to keep going, though, but just so you know, that part's wrong.
We'll have the text come up on the screen.
Yeah, yeah. Just for flash for 2 seconds of,
yeah,
we're sorry, but due to the...
Yeah.
We further regret if we ever make this decision again. Signed, management. number 8, Pixies. Pixies? Or Pi XYZ? Which one do you want to go with?
You choose. I mean, I'm going to forget that this company exists after
we're going with Pixies then. Pixies Software, a France-based company that specializes in software for... I have now copied and highlighted random parts of my document. That's a company that specializes in software for handling 3D data, is the latest acquisition by Unity Technologies. The game's engine provider picked up Pixies, for an undisclosed sum, and also takes ownership of its various products, including Pixies Plugin, Pixies Studio, and Pixies Scenario Processor. Much of the French firm's technology centers around preparing and optimizing 3D data, and already helps developers import such data into Unity in order to edit models in real time. It is also used by manufacturers of appliances, cars, industrial products, and even buildings. Manufacturers of buildings is such a weird way to say construction workers.
That's fair. That's a fair criticism.
Well, all right, cool. Unity making moves. A lot of purchases this week. We're just buying things.
Yep, buying things. A lot of, I guess you call them developers. I don't know. A lot of, like, engines, game engines.
A lot of tools.
Yeah, consolidation going on there.
Yeah, we're going to do a... There was... We had the great peripheral consolidation of 2016.
Yep.
Don't remember if that was the right year for that.
Sounds good.
And now we have the great dev tool acquisition of 2020 and 2021.
Yep. The Pokemon Company has settled...
Legendary name. Straightforward. To the point.
Its lawsuit against the individuals who had leaked Pokemon Sword and Shield ahead of its release in 2019. The two defendants will have to pay $150,000 in damage each in damages and attorney's fees. The court documents indicate that the defendants stole trade secrets from the Pokemon Company by, quote, taking illicit pictures from an unreleased strategy guide, end quote. The document adds that the judgment is final and may not be appealed.
All right, a couple things.
Yes.
$150,000 in each in damages, so each $300,000.
Yep.
In damages and attorney's fees. Let's be honest, 90% of that is attorney's fees.
Yep.
So a little bit of damage. Also, I know it means just like not allowed, but there is something not okay
about that, yeah.
With saying the words taking illicit pictures from an unreleased strategy guide when Pokemon's involved.
Yeah. Dude, I love how, like, Pokemon Company and Nintendo are, like, sue happy when it comes to people who, like, leak things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know Takey.
I mean, I get it. They're trying to, like, combat it, but, like, they're gonna lose.
They haven't yet.
Well, not in court. But it's a losing strategy as far as preventing leaks, I feel.
Not as long as they keep winning, in theory. In theory.
Yeah, I guess if they keep the trend up,
then people are going to have to keep paying. So it's like it doesn't hurt them to constantly win and make money.
Mm-hmm. But I guess the idea is that it deters it from happening in the future, which I don't think it'll do.
Well, I think the bigger concern is the leakers will start ruining for everybody, where they will just officially... They will lock down internally so hard that no one will see anything.
Mm-hmm.
A la how you sometimes hear stuff out of like Bethesda and Microsoft. Like, now, what did we hear about Forza before Forza got shown? Nothing.
There was a Destiny thing that was leaked that Bungie was like, why you guys got to be like that?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Like, what did we hear out of Forza camp? Nothing. So part of it is also the just culture.
Other than what comes out of Phil Spencer's mouth.
I only take Phil's word.
Nah, like when he decides to randomly say shit about games that are in development.
Or randomly have consoles in the back of a Zoom call.
Or t-shirts. Or
sneaky bastard.
Doing.
So clever. I hate it. Trying to play Where's Waldo with me. I'm trying to listen to what you're saying, man. I'm trying to pay attention to you. Not look behind you on your shelves.
It's all misdirection.
I know, but I don't like a smoke and mirrors game. I'm the one that plays smoke and mirrors. Look over here. Shiny object. Boom. Bad joke. Got him. Got him every time. Number 10. PAX West 2021 will take place as a physical event this year. I like the idea that we just now have physical events and non-physical events, because if you had a physical event before, it meant you were fighting somebody.
Yeah.
So PAX West 2021, Royal Rumble.
Not necessarily. You could have a physical event. That's a good thing.
There's still some fighting.
From a certain point of view.
Yeah.
Or depending on what, you know.
It's always a struggle.
What tickles your fancy.
Yeah, it's at least
what floats your boat.
It's at least a struggle.
Maybe we should have a talk after. No.
I just picture the puppet meme. just the side eyes. Just saying, You're right. But you know what PAX normally wasn't? That type of a physical event.
Pick it up, nerd.
Yeah, it was more of a mind event.
Yeah.
Pick it up, nerd is one of the greatest moments we have ever lived through. And I am so happy to this day that multiple of us were there to witness it. It was so good.
The comedic timing was, and delivery for that matter.
Comedic timing, the delivery, and irony.
Yeah.
Of just where you are. You're in the biggest nerd convention you can get to in Boston, and the guy drops something for someone to yell, pick it up, nerd. It's just so good.
Fantastic.
I have memories from every year, and that one might be my favorite.
It's a good one.
Second favorite is showing Kenny the show floor for the first time. Because he had no idea what he was walking into. For the most part. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, video game convention, whatever. And I was like, yeah. You clearly don't understand. And I took him to the Sky Bridge.
Yep.
The second one.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, like, kind of over the board game stuff, too. And his mouth was just dropped. And he's like, what do we do? Where do we go? I was like, we can go wherever you want, man. He's like, no, that's not an answer. Like, that's just too much. Also, there was a game called Scum.
Yep.
That only from where we were standing could you see cum. You couldn't see the S because of where a pole was in the room. And he's like, there's no way that's a real game, right? And I was looking, I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, that one right there. And I was like, oh, there's no way. So it wasn't until we like repositioned ourselves, you know, moved around a little bit and saw the S. And you're like, oh, okay, all right. Anyway. Number 10, PAX West 2021 will take place as a physical event this year, following last year's cancellation. The event will take place between September 3rd and September 6th at the Washington State Convention Center, Seattle. Like that there's the French center spelling. PAX has stated that the show will adhere to, quote, detailed health and safety guidelines, end quote, which will be released ahead of the event. Passes for PAX West are expected to go on sale in the next couple of weeks, with applications for press and content creators, and panel submissions are open as well, to open up later this month. So Matt and I won't be going. We are not content creators, or press, or paying money to go. So
I got
sent the by our social media person, I got sent the link for submitting a panel. And I went, that's funny. Cute. No.
You're funny.
I was like, I wish. Trust me. I wish I thought I was that big. I would do it. in a heartbeat. I think it would be a lot of fun. But also, I don't want this the crippling realization of you and I sitting in a room, pending we ever got approved, first off.
Yeah.
And then you and I sitting in a room alone and going, well,
this is awkward.
I'm just going to sit here, actually, and talk just to myself.
Be an experience.
It would be. Yeah, I don't know if more details have come out. There have been some, I don't know if they've been confirmed, but there were rumors that PAX is not vax required. But they were, you know, doing the old ask that you are masked, and if you're not, and yada yada.
Yeah.
Which,
not effective.
Not effective. Two, it's PAX.
It's already a germ.
It's a nightmare, and you're shoving how many people into a space? Like
150,000.
Like I went, this is the whole thing that's my favorite part of this, right? I was in Boston in February of last year at PAX East, and then I came back, and then 2 weeks later got told you need to quarantine for the rest of the year, basically. Mm. I was in Boston, everything was great. I was with a bunch of 80,000 some odd people, 90,000 people, and then I get back and 2 weeks later work's like, hey, we're going into a pandemic, and I was like, all right, that's timing.
I wasn't just out of state.
Yeah.
At a huge gathering.
Yeah. That people had, vendors had pulled out, like Sony had pulled out of,
mm-hmm.
because of COVID concerns. And, you know, it was the same as every other PAX where it's hand sanitizers everywhere and everything else. And, like, every game I played, either before I sat down or after I sat, like, before I sat down, if they had wipes all around. And I saw every time after I finished, somebody went around and wiped the controllers after you were done playing so they were ready for the next people. Which I was like, all right, hey, I'm fine with this. This is usually the standard here anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are, gamers are disgusting. But, yeah, I don't. And yeah, I would think in the I think the other thing too is I don't know if they can mandate it. So it's like, I don't know. You could mandate the mask part, but I don't know.
I feel like you should be able to mandate vaccinations as well.
I would think you can, but I don't know how. Somebody would get. I don't even want the comments that would show up right now if we started into that conversation of. Remember Reich? Fuck off. Anyway.
Number 11.
Before, I say, don't let me get to that. I'll go down. I'll rip the Bible into one. Don't let me start ripping it into new people. We're gonna have a problem.
Xbox's hey, head.
Horn honker. Piss off. What are you honking at? You're the only one on the road. You're probably going to rev your engine when you get past my house for some reason.
Probably.
Yeah, is there a sign, by the way? I drive around here too much, obviously. It's my area. Is there a sign somewhere that says drag race from this point, like just below my house?
You know what it is.
I'm just curious if you've seen the sign that says, hey, rip it.
It's like at this point, right about where your house is where like you start to feel like you're getting out of town.
Yeah, except that it's only from my line of the property.
Yeah.
Because right as you get just up there again, you have to hit an S-turn. And then there's still another, I don't know, 1,000-some-odd feet of like, there's... I'm in a gap, I guess, of having neighbors, but then right above me is a bunch of neighbors, and then there's literally nothing. Mm-hmm. And then you can just let it eat. Then you're out of town. Then it's a 55. Go nuts. Why do we have to gun it past my house?
I don't know, man. Put up a sign saying not to. See how that works.
Yeah. I think it torn down in 2 seconds.
Phil Spencer briefly commented on the next Fable entry, saying that fans of the series should take confidence from Playground's work on the Forza Horizon series. Quote, "The only thing I can really say about Fable is seeing the pedigree of the team and Playground and where they set the bar for themselves in building a game. I think that showed with the Forza Horizon 5 preview that they had. I think people should just take confidence in that the studio director Gavin and the team there have been the same level of focus on doing something amazing with an IP that we know is really important to a lot of Xbox fans. So we can't wait to get to show more, and but the team is just amazing."
I can't wait for Fable to be in Mexico and have 12K skyboxes, and I'm going to be ripping around in a Lambo casting wizard spells.
Get that Forza Horizon Fable DLC.
Oh, yeah, the one that everybody was asking for, so I can get called Chicken Chaser again.
Chicken Chaser.
Chicken Chaser! I think that's what it was, right? Wasn't it Chaser?
Or was it probably.
Because the whole thing
used to kick them.
Well, yeah, but you got the title. I think it was, like, people would address you as Chicken Chaser after you kicked, like, enough of them.
Yeah, you had to kick one a certain distance or kick enough of them.
Yeah, like 100 of them or something. And I just remember always running through the town, no matter where I was headed. I was like, all right, well, there's a chicken. Pick that up.
Kick it.
I don't know. I'm still intrigued to see whatever Fable ends up being.
Yeah, who knows?
Because at this point, they could also just say they're not making it. I'd be like, you know what? Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice that he mentioned it. Cause,
like, they're far enough removed from that. What was it? Fable Legends?
Yeah.
That random, like, attempted weird thing. It's like, we're far enough removed now from that that we've all, everybody's kind of just forgotten. Let's just kind of.
Well, they showed the teaser.
Yeah, I know they showed the teaser, but, like, had they not shown the teaser, they could have never mentioned it again, and they would have been okay. They could have had that moment where three E3s from now, they go,
maybe
one more thing. And then they drop the Fable thing, and they go, we'll see you in October. And everybody's like,
ah! Yeah, I mean, for sure, I wish more studios and more companies would do that.
Yeah, I know we always wish that, but it's always just like, all right, cool. It's the same thing with EA one, right? Like, luckily, we get EA in a couple weeks here with July for EA Play, but it's like, was that? Was that Dragon Age 4? Did they just show us more Dragon Age? Was that Dragon Age? It looked like Dragon Age. Was that Dragon Age? Like, you guys saw a screenshot, and you are, like, fucking hyenas that haven't eaten in a month. Relax.
People.
Because now all those people are going to do is whip themselves into a frothing frenzy that they can never satiate. Even if the game comes out.
They can't
satiate themselves because they're insane. Number 12. Haven Studios, the new home for Jade Raymond. Hey, speaking of. sponsored by Sony, appears to be working on a multiplayer game that'll use Unreal Engine. Some job descriptions state that the individual will be involved in designing and implementing systems that can scale with large populations of players and be easily maintained in the long run. I'm just going to stop myself right now, but I like the second part of that job.
Easily be maintained in the long run.
Yeah. Like, no, what we would really like is actually something very difficult to maintain in the long run. Like, we want to make it hard. We basically want to make the creation engine and make this a nightmare.
Yeah, we really want to struggle.
Yeah. Everybody saw what happened with Anthem. That's what we want to do. And you're like, what the fuck is wrong? Why would you? I can make this so much easier. No. We specifically pay for difficulties here. The job's duties include designing, instrumenting, and operating online services, as well as integrate online features into the game engine in a multiplayer context. Notably, a line in the skills required section of the job listing states that experience with Unreal Engine is a plus, which no shit after I just said it's going to get developed in Unreal Engine. Hint, if they're developing an engine that you don't have experience for, it seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
I do like that. Oh, it looks like they're going to use Unreal Engine. By the way, if you have experience in Unreal Engine, that seems like it'd be a plus for us to hire you that already kind of knows what you're doing in there. Like, oh, so wise.
So wise.
All right, so, I mean, they're not Ted Lasso hiring. See what I'm doing there? Reference, callback to Matt and I earlier's conversations.
A lot of people are going to get that one.
That's true. A lot of people will really understand all those Apple shows that they watch. They'll be like, oh, yeah, I totally get the idea. American guy that has no idea what he's doing, coaching a soccer team. Yeah, it makes sense. That explains the experience angle and analogy that he was making. It's almost like a simile when you think about it. I used the word simile wrong. Anyway.
Metaphor.
No, it's definitely not that either. I also don't remember what the difference is. Somebody will tell me. I don't care.
Okay.
I specifically don't remember simile because I never used it correctly because I was always simile I would always get told
is when you're comparing two things that are similar.
Metaphorically as imagery, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. You want to know what I never do?
Compare
use the word
things.
Simile.
Okay. Hey, do you want me to rip off some of these short little things?
Metaphorically, yes.
According to a senior lighting artist at Bethesda Game Studios,
oh no,
the Starfield trailer at E3 was crafted entirely in engine without the aid of any cinematic tools.
Oh, okay. That's not my concern. My concern is that you said it was in the Creation Engine 2. I need to know if that's the Electric Boogaloo version or not.
We're getting there.
Oh, you imagine...
Drip feeding.
You imagine Creation Engine 2 version 1.4.
If you like that, you're really going to like this next one.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I didn't read these before you started.
Some data miners have found what appears to be an alpha for Dragon Age 4.
No.
On the PlayStation Store. The assumption is that it's for EA employees for very early testing.
You imagine if they, in their EA Play thing next year. Now, hear me out.
Yeah.
We don't know what Dragon Age 4 is.
No.
But they're like, don't worry, EA Play comes out. They're going to drop alpha access as of tonight. Sign up, get alpha access on these consoles. Come in, help us test this new multiplayer Dragon Age. And everybody just goes, shit. Also, you're welcome for leaking what's going to happen in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Because as you know, I have spoken it. I have spoken.
I have spoken. A Ghost of Tsushima standalone expansion called Ghosts of Ikishima is currently in development, according to rumors circulating the interwebs.
That'd be fun.
Xbox era co-founder Nick, I don't know how to say his last name. It's his handle anyway, so it doesn't matter, is one of the sources of the leak who has been reliable in the past.
I'm always down for more Ghost.
I looked it up.
Oh.
Ikishima Island, or Ikishima, because Shima is actually island in Japanese, I think. It's a really dinky island between Tsushima and the mainland Japan.
Oh, okay.
Thought that was interesting.
So it's just in that area of...
Yeah, it's like literally goes Tsushima, Ikishima, Japan. Japan. Microsoft has launched a...
I'm trying to like compare those to where I know where... All right, so we're coming up from the Philippines.
Yeah.
I'm in the MacArthur segment of...
Oh, yeah. So they're down here.
They're down here.
Then you got...
We're up here. Because they were talking about they'll need to take... They've been taking the islands, so they need to take one of the smaller islands to have a beachhead. Because then they want to take the... They want to, you know, do the basically the Normandy thing, so they need to have all their... Anyway, Dan Carlin, you're welcome.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that soon.
Microsoft has launched a designed for Xbox program with monitor manufacturers. Basically, a monitor labeled as designed for Xbox will have full HDMI 2.1 support with features like HDR, 4K at 120 Hertz, and variable refresh rate.
I want to see the prices.
There's a couple.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But they're all obscene.
I like the idea though. Mm-hmm. That's my number one thing is that the price is going to throw so many people not into the eligible category.
Yeah.
Just based on pricing them out of it. But I like the idea because for people that, I don't know, there's a mix of like, I just have a big, nice TV. That's what I play my games on. That's a lot of people. That's entirely fine. It's entirely valid. I get that. There's also a lot of people that know that if they want to play, like, there's the competitive Call of Duty players and everything like that, they are playing on monitors.
Mm-hmm.
They're not playing on TVs because they're not fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to see Xbox actually partner with one.
Yeah.
Almost doing the old, oh, you know, we're AMD. We have the chip and we have the graphics card. You put them together, we do some better stuff. And Xbox is like, hey, if you hook up to our partner monitors, it's going to be a little bit prettier. Or at least we say it will be, so then you can yell at us if it's not.
Yeah. EA confirms that Battlefield 2042 will use bots to help fill its 128-player servers, allowing up to 64 AI soldiers.
I'm fine with this. I just don't want the AI to be terrible.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming they're going to steal Titanfall AI. How was Titanfall AI? Not good. Okay.
I mean, it was the Titanfall AI was nice for one reason. You could still fight them, but they were not at, you weren't getting the same amount of points as killing another player. So I think if they do it that way, it would be fine. Still give me the experience of having to run around and fight everybody, but don't let me get the same amount of experience for fighting the AI. Like, encourage me to go still fight people.
I suspect that, like, this isn't really going to be an issue.
But I, no, probably not. At least not in the beginning.
It'll be like,
but man, would I love to see the clips that start coming out of the montages from bots just cross-map dropping people. Like, just put in one server. EA won't ever do this because they don't like fun. But put in one server called Doombots. It's a League reference, so maybe don't use the word Doombots, but just put in, like, 100% hit, 100% kill. And it's just bots that are insane. Meant to just, if they see you, kill you. And you let them eat and just let things go crazy. And it'd be so entertaining. You just see a bot just... Boom. And you're like, did he just chew Frank? He didn't even turn. Oh.
It'd be an interesting way if they could somehow use bots to combat cheating or to like detect cheating. Would be really interesting.
You imagine how fun it would be if they have that server, but they never tell anybody about it. You only get dropped in that server if you get found out cheating. So then that you just only are allowed to queue into bot servers and it's bots at 100% aim, 100% kill. Yeah. And you're just running around like, I can't stop. Why am I just dying? You're like, oh.
Wait a second.
Bot servers. Like, oh, even with your cheats, you are still losing to the bots. Huh? Weird. Weird.
According to VentureBeat writer Jeff Grubb, Electronic Arts will announce a Dead Space revival during its EA Play Live digital event.
Saw those rumors, and I was kind of like, all right, I don't really know if that's what you should do, but okay.
Depends.
All depends on what they mean by revival. Do they mean all three of them, or do they mean just the first one?
Do they mean just the brand new one?
The fourth one, yeah. Or do they mean, like, if they mean just the first one, do they mean a remake, or do they mean a remaster? Both are different. Meh.
Yeah.
I'd want to see a remake. Like, not, like, don't change, you don't need to change the game, but a remaster I don't think gives it enough visual upgrades where a remake would actually let it use the new technology. Don't just be like, oh man, we made it so it's 4K.
Yeah, I mean, obviously
we put a Snapchat filter on it.
Using ray tracing in Dead Space would be like the dopest thing ever.
Especially for ray tracing sound. Yeah. Not just the, like, I don't give a shit about the ray tracing lighting. Granted, it would be awesome in original Dead Space, but ray tracing sound? Nope. I'm not going to play it. It would be awesome, but I don't need to shit my pants at my desk. Consistently, actually. I think there was none left. And then that arm scene would happen. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Tentacle down the hallway or whatever? Yeah, no. I need a poop bucket. Just so I can keep playing. Too much? Not enough.
Cliff Bleszinski.
Cliffy B!
The veteran designer behind the first three Gears of War games and projects from his now defunct studio, Boss Key Productions.
Such as?
I don't remember the name of the game.
Not Casino Royale. It was a Battle Royale.
Yeah.
That is getting a rebirth. Heights? Radical Heights?
Good job, Nate.
Good job. And Lawbreakers.
Well, he's working on a new unannounced IP, he said on Twitter, with some comic book people.
Interesting. So, see what that comes out to be.
And then the last thing I have on here is Windows 11, ?
We'll see. I'm not talking about Windows 11.
All right, we're not talking about Windows 11.
The only thing I don't like is that they're calling it Windows 11. I just fucking just call it Windows, please. Please move on.
All right, so how deep is Microsoft going to cut into the whole advertising thingamajigger for Windows 11?
What do you mean?
Like
how much advertising are we going to see?
Yeah, well, it's like a free upgrade.
Yep.
So, like, they got to make profit from it somewhere. So, like,
you know. My assumption is timed free, even though they haven't said it yet. They said free, but I'm assuming it's going to be a timed free thing. Free for the first 6 months or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or even first year.
I just assumed they would make it free, but then they would just like mine you for data and, you know, whatever ads and type of shit like that they could stuff in there.
Yeah. I mean, they'll probably still just make you pay for a license key. I think they're going to fall closer in line with probably what Mac and Linux do at this point. They also could just drop it for free because they don't really give a shit at this point.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of the thing with Windows 10 is that...
or I guess, in quotes, free.
Yeah. They kind of, like China, kind of fucking racked the whole...
Here's the number one thing I want out of it. And I know they're talking about some gaming stuff with it and yada yada. I don't give a shit about that. One thing I want from both a work perspective and a personal perspective is to unify their damn UI. If I have to go to the control panel, it doesn't need to be the same UI for Windows 98. You have all these nice new themed, you know, like arrow UIs on all your other stuff. Why is only some of that way and not the other stuff? Stop it. Just unify your damn UI. That's all.
Okay.
Unify your damn UI, and then in every update you do after that, quit changing where buttons are and how I have to get to them, because that's annoying. That's a work thing, though.
I hate how they keep making it harder for you to get to things that are like, how do I describe this?
Well, they want to, from my view, they want to make it a much more layman OS.
Mm-hmm.
So when I need to do something slightly advanced, I have to go dig for it.
Yeah.
Which, like, I get why they're doing it, but they change how to get there.
Yep.
Update to update, and that's the part that I get annoyed with. I don't care if you bury it, and even if you had to make me go through folder navigation to get there, that's fine. Just then don't change it halfway through your life cycle, because I'm just like, all right, now I got to spend 20 more minutes finding it again.
That and the inconsistency. Like, some things, it's like, oh, you got to dig through folder navigation, and then something else, though, you might have to click through, like, fucking, like... all these weird, like, sub fucking links on hyperlinks on the side to get to, like,
which that's where I go back to, like, their UI in terms of their settings and stuff is garbage. They have a nice, pretty UI that they start you with, and they're like, here's some things. And they're like, oh, did you want advanced adapter features? Then you click that, and you're back in 98 again. And you're like, please just unify your shit. It's so annoying to me that it's not.
That's it for stuff.
Cool. Well, that being said, it's been 7 days. So what have you been up to?
Play a little Destiny.
A little pew-pew.
Yep. Talk about that. It's a mess.
Yeah, Destiny is a mess. That is true.
Bought a new coffee maker. That was pretty thrilling.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Your last one was infested.
Yep. Infested with ants. We've been using...
So did you go Keurig or did you go like actual... We're talking actual coffee maker.
Actually, I went...
Did you get like an espresso machine?
I already had an espresso machine. I've never taken it out of the box.
Oh, well. All right, never
mind. It's fucking ridiculous. It's been sitting next to the washing machine in the box still for like since like Christmas.
I guess when I was thinking espresso machine, I was thinking like the fancy coffee machines where you have everything in a big built-in. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, kind of. It's called a Breville Precision Brewer.
Side by side.
And it's like, it can do cone filters, it can do the standard, like, fucking bucket filters thing. It comes with a reusable filter if you want to go reusable, and it's programmable, and it's got, like, a, specialty coffee association, like, gold standard brewing thing pre-programmed, or you can, like, do iced coffee, you can do all that shit.
Okay.
I was going to get a Technivorm Mocha Master, which is hand-built in Sweden.
Switzerland? Okay.
Sweden or something.
We both jumped to Europe.
Yeah, it's like hand-built in one of those Scandinavian countries.
Yeah. You know.
But It's like old school, like my old one, to where like it's literally got a single switch on it. So like it's on, it's off. There's none of the fancy like auto start stuff.
We're not here for bells and whistles.
Yeah. I wanted that one. Samantha was like,
you don't have the hipster mustache anymore, so we can't do that.
Yeah, like she's the one getting up in the morning to make coffee. She's like, oh, we need the auto turn on shit. And I'm like, you're not making coffee in the morning. I'm the one getting up and doing this shit. So naturally, you know, we compromised and we got what she wanted.
My favorite lines are always, so then we, naturally we compromised and we got two dogs. And you're like,
yep. So that's been fun. That's it, I think. For games and stuff.
What's the precision in it? It bothers me that that's in the name.
Precision Brewer. Okay, so. How deep do you want to go?
Not that deep. I just want to know, because to me, when I hear a precision brewer, it's either one of two things. It's either it's some precise part of the inside of the mechanism that's of the way that it's grinding or whatever.
So it's two things.
Or it's the way that it's pouring it, which
it's,
then
it's all my, of those.
To my immediate idea, if you had a coffee maker that wasn't precise when it's pouring, what the fuck kind of coffee maker do you have? One that you have to stand in front of with like a tarp and so, hope, because it just kind of goes, it does the old sprinkler mechanic of just.
So I'll try and make this quick, but to brew coffee. The water has to hit a certain temperature, and that's the general gist of it, so that then the coffee can release the certain oils and extracts it needs to release.
Right, you basically are boiling it to,
Basically, the Specialty Coffee Association standards, like their scientific way of doing it, is it has to brew a pot of coffee in a certain amount of time, and it has to maintain a certain amount of temperature. And
so that's the precise.
And the spray pattern that comes out has to be in such a way that it saturates all the coffee grounds.
Okay. And the you're second, doing grounds, not beans.
Yeah.
Know if that was another discussion you had or not.
So. I mean, if you want to really go into the weeds, like you're supposed to like grind your own.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. We could do a whole podcast just on coffee.
I'm sure we could. And it would be me going the entire time. What?
The other part of the precision brewing thing is that it's completely programmable. So, like, I can set up, like, if I had a certain type of coffee that was, like, a specialty coffee that I wanted brewed a certain way.
Yeah, okay.
I could program it in there for a certain temperature, a certain amount of time, a certain amount of water, all that stuff. So.
Sure. I know nothing on coffee. Here's what I know. Tastes like shit.
That's fair.
And I haven't gotten old enough to the point where you'll like it when you get older has come into play yet.
I've never heard that. I've always heard it's an acquired taste.
I've heard both. Oh, I've heard three things, right? It's an acquired taste.
Mm-hmm.
You'll like it when you're older because you'll need some energy. And for some reason, my normal sources of caffeine won't do enough. Or like an apple, which is actually better. Those do just fine. Or the old, your taste buds change over time. And I'm like, you're not wrong about that. They do, but coffee still tastes like ass. So I don't understand how that's going to fix itself randomly.
So here's the deal. Since I got COVID and my,
you can't taste anything.
Oral factories got murdered. The nerve endings got murdered.
Lenny.
Yeah. They got Lennied by pandemic. Coffee tastes like shit to me now too. I just drink it out of habit more than anything else.
Does it actually taste like shit though, or does it taste like nothing?
It's extremely like astringent.
Oh, okay.
So it does generally like I can sometimes get like the creamer coffee concentration good to where it's
yeah,
it's
like okay. You know it's coffee, but it's just
but generally like the smell of it and the taste of it is like usually it's like hyper bitter and astringent. So like
So I probably what my normal reaction is.
Yeah. So like I just drink it because
welcome to
like,
the real world, Jack.
I'm more or less like, you know, low level caffeine addiction.
Yeah, and, like, I probably have a caffeine addiction in the same way, but it's not. I've just never used coffee. I've always had other addictive sources of caffeine. Caffeine, or I guess sugar, because that's usually the apple wake up is that it has just natural sugars that keep you awake.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I have my own issue with currently buying apples.
It sounds like a thing.
It's a pain, man.
So
why can't we just bag large apples?
So are you a big apple person or a small apple person?
I'm a big apple person. Do I look like a small apple person? I should not be able to crush the apple. I want to hold the apple.
We have to go to Aldi's to get Granny Smith apples because...
Ooh, Granny Smith, solid choice.
Apples everywhere else are too big. Samantha doesn't like them big.
Wait, how big is her...
Which is why she's with me.
How... Still have a kid. How
it still works now.
Success. How big are the Granny Smiths you guys are buying? Because for me, when I think of Granny Smith, it's still a decently large apple. Because you can get larger Granny Smiths.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the ones like we just
are,
go.
Like,
to...
are we talking like yay?
No. Yay. I would say they're like
yay.
I wouldn't say they're abnormally small. They're just
like, I have bigger hands than you, but like how much you grab in a round one, do you think? Like if you went and you grabbed it out of the bag, because you're clearly, no one grabs an apple with like two fingers, like, ooh, let me just grab these, like the claw. Like nobody's doing that. You're grabbing, you're palming a ball.
Sometimes I'll grab the stem. Like I'm playing the claw game with my little
fingers. If I'm having a moment, I'll do that. But nobody's eating it by this time. You're not taking that risk because you'll pop the stem off and then you drops the floor and the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, they're normal. They're not. There's nothing.
Like I guess my question is: are you here like a half grip, or are you more and working around your fingers when you bite?
I mean, probably like this for the.
Okay, that's not bad.
I mean, they're not abnormally small Granny Smith apples. I mean, they're on the smaller side compared to, like, something you find at Walmart, which are, like, fucking roided up Granny
Smiths. Okay, because here's my thing. No matter where I go.
Mm-hmm. I mean, something I dislike Granny Smith apples, not my first choice for apples.
Not my first choice either. And Granny Smith is more of a mood thing, as far as I'm concerned, in the apple kingdom. It's a mood thing. You want to get punched if you're eating a Granny Smith. You're like,
yeah.
I need a little bit of like, hi-ya, Granny Smith. I'm probably a Macintosh Red Delicious.
Yeah.
Golden something?
Yeah, Golden.
Why am I going to not remember that one? Also good, though.
Yeah.
Is it Golden Delicious?
Yes, Golden Delicious. We're kind of spoiled for apple choice in New York State, which is kind of fun.
Yeah. That's why Twin Orchards is nice. Yeah. But here's my thing. If you know how you can get the big bag, right?
Yeah.
Just plastic bag, grab it, boom, apples. Too small.
Oh, you want quantity, you want more apples.
No. Those are too small apples.
Okay.
The amount is fine. But the apples inside those bags are too small.
Okay.
The bigger apples are individualed, and then you have to make your own bag. And that's just like a thing that I just don't want to do it. It stops me for 30 seconds in my speed run of the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
At 30 seconds, I can use somewhere else. I got places to be.
Well,
and then it's a whole thing because I like using the self-checkout just so I can blitz through it. And sure, self-checkouts are easy. I'm not the 95-year-old person that shouldn't be using them.
Mm-hmm.
I've run retail. I can cash out faster than the majority of the workers there.
That's fair.
But I have to I have to stop and look up a PU code or PLU code. Ah, come on. They're apples. I just want to pay and leave. And I can do that in the bag because they have a barcode on them.
Yeah.
But if I do it with the individual ones, they don't. So then it's a whole thing. And then it's like, I got to weigh. I got to put them on the scale. I got to weigh it. And you got to be like, there's seven of them. And it's just, it slows me down on two spots. And I'm like, I just don't want to deal with it. But if you just gave me half the amount that is in the plastic bag, right? Because there's probably 12 to 15 of like the smaller ones usually.
Yeah.
Maybe 8 to 12. Maybe I'm overshooting a little bit. Drop that down to 6 nice large ones. throw a barcode on it, I'd be grabbing a bag every time I went in.
Hmm.
And I'd eat one on the way home because I'm crazy and then I'd huck the core out into the yard.
I think Granny Smiths don't suffer from that problem as much because they're not as desirable of an apple.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But, yeah.
Make a hell of a pie, though.
True.
Yeah. But it's a thing. Like, I would eat apples constantly if it was if the hunter and gatherer maybe just wasn't lazy enough.
Yeah.
Like, ah. Eh.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it's like just, come on. Put them in different sizes. So that's my current adventure is to see if I can find a place that sells large enough apples. And if it is near enough a place where I can justify going in there just for apples because I'm also doing something else,
mm-hmm.
Fine for me. That makes sense. I have a couple places I need to try. I need to try Twin Orchards. Because I know that they're still usually an individual, but I know they also have the paper bags.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a chance that maybe they threw some paper bag ones just in a big thing, and I just go, perfect, I'll see you later. And then I walk up to the cash register, because there is no self-checkout, so it's all still quick.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. Entirely unrelated to anything else you guys have had to deal with. It's been the huge little bit of Destiny. Looking forward to WoW next week. Patch drop.
Chains of Domination.
Good job. MLB The Show, little football manager on the sides. So we're getting there. We're doing things. Moving right along.
Yep.
Watch Bo Burnham's Inside.
Yep. Fantastic.
Great show. Absolutely great show.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been able to get songs out of my head.
Yeah, and they're so like earworms. A lot of earworms.
Yeah. I've been doing the what usually happens in that situation is I binge so hard on YouTube that eventually I kill myself out of the song. Of not like disliking it. Mm-hmm. Of just, okay, I now know it enough. I don't need to listen to it anymore because I will be able to know the song. And currently I only know parts of the song, which isn't enough to flush it out of my head. So I need to move further and further. That's what I've done with a lot of things. I did it with Whose Line Is Anyway for the longest time. Like all their, like the best of Whose Line Is Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Clips can start and I know the end now. I know the entire punchlines of jokes and everything like that. And I'm like, good. I don't dislike any of this. And I still will watch some of it. But now that I know it, I'm like, perfect. I have consumed that. I have learned it. I know that. I can eliminate it now from my YouTube binge. It's weird.
Sounds unhealthy.
It probably is. If I, applied myself to something useful, it'd probably be a little bit different discussion. I watched episode 1 of Invincible.
Oh, yeah. That's on my...
Yeah. I started having to, like... Do the small. All right, you have things you need to watch. Let's start working on it. Invincible. I started rewatching Suits last night.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up being up till 3 a.m. Whoops. So, yeah.
Yep.
Watch Meghan Markle again.
So hot. We just are watching The Farm.
Yep, that's on my list now is The Farm. And I did finish Altered Carbon. So I have started Dan Carlin's Hardcore History for mm-hmm. Supernova in the East, episode 6. Shit'll fuck you up.
It will.
Pretty deep cut with a beheading story. And then I've almost finished Snowden. I think I'm like 80% of the way through now.
Nice. So,
be getting done to wrap that one up and move on to either Center Stage or... Yeah, I think Center Stage. I think I'm just going to move on to Center Stage. I think I want a baseball book. Well, Center Stage isn't a baseball book, but...
Close enough.
Sports adjacent interviews. Just interviews adjacent. Just something different. I haven't read one like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not some random mystery thing. It's not a whatever. It's. I'm curious to see how it'll hit me.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. And that's that. Cool. Bada bing, bada boom.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna do something I didn't think I would do. But I feel like it's disingenuous if I don't.
Shout out to twitch.tv/dewdaddy. D-E-W daddy. He's not going to hear that, so it'll be funny if anybody goes in his chat and says you were sent from this podcast, because he won't believe you. But hey, I did it. A month late, but I did it. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.